It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
It certainly is. Morena, Phil. How are you?
Atamarie, Rachel. Good, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's nice to be here and nice to chat to you this morning as well.
I always look forward to it.
Hey, it's been a busy wee period of time for you. You've announced your first policy for your re-election campaign. It would be quite interesting to hear you talk about this. So you said you're going to have an independent review of the agencies responsible for carrying out the council work, so the council-controlled organisations. Could you talk to us a little bit about what those are and what you're meaning to do with this independent review?
Yeah, sure. Look, when they set up the new Auckland Super City back in 2010, the government of the day decided that they'd establish seven what's called council-controlled organisations, which were basically organisations deliberately set at arm's length from council to operate independently in terms of operational decisions, and they would deliver something like 75% of the services that council funds. So you had things like Water Care doing our water services, Auckland Transport, Regional Facilities Auckland, Panuku, our development wing, and so on. And, you know, that was fine. The council sets strategic directions and the budget, and these organisations make their decisions independently on how they deliver the things on the ground. Now, that was a bit contentious at the time because people said, well, what about accountability? If you've got a body, you know, let's just use Auckland Transport as an example.
Mm-hmm.
It runs to an independent board. Well, the board is appointed by council, but it runs independently. And when they make decisions, we are not supposed to interfere in their operational decisions. And I've come a bit close to crossing that line a few times when I've seen something that I thought was pretty dumb and shouldn't happen. And, you know, what I want to do 10 years after we put this structure in place is to say, you know, is this the structure that best fits what Auckland needs for the future? How is it delivering? What's it doing well? What's it not doing well? And what about this question of accountability? And I guess that came to a head a couple of weeks ago. You'll recall that Auckland Transport's doing a program on road safety, and it's really important that they do that. But they had plans for St. Helier's community, and the locals disagreed with the plans that they'd put forward. And, you know, they disagreed quite strongly. 600 mm-hmm. people turned up at a public meeting. And Auckland Transport's response was to say, no, it's a hostile audience, we won't turn up. You know, these are people of the average age, I guess, you know, probably around 60. So they weren't
very dangerous crowd.
They weren't going to throw their walking sticks at AT. And I kind of hit the roof and said, listen, you guys make this decision. That's fine. That's what the legislation says. But if you make the decision, then you need to front up, to talk to people about why you've made that decision and to listen to what their problems are. It's not good enough that you don't front up. And I said that publicly and quite angrily, actually. And that's an example of where, you know, if you've got a body that's making the decisions, they are a public body,
yeah,
funded by the public. They need to be accountable and they need to be responsive.
So if they're
not going to do that, then we've got to look at changing the structure.
So is this independent review then, is this a kind of, I guess, like you guys as the council trying to come and look at how these other organisations are running and how you might be able to sort of, I mean, reapproach that maybe, I guess?
Yeah. It will look at the CCOs as a whole because they are important organisations, and it will start with this proposition, you know, what's working, what's not working, what do we need to change? It will look at all options, which will include, you know, should these services be delivered directly by council rather than at arm's length? And if it is going to be delivered at arm's length, how can we be sure that they are accountable to both the public and to the elected representatives? Because at the moment, you know, while they're doing a lot of things really well, there are some things they're not doing well at all, in my opinion, and there is not a direct line of accountability other than the indirect stuff where, you know, we set their budget. They have to be consistent with our 10-year budget and annual budget.
Yeah.
They need to follow my letter of expectations, but I'm still prevented being hands-on on an operational on operational decisions. Now, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you don't want politicians hands-on, but if you don't have politicians hands-on, how do you get accountability? How do you get responsiveness?
Well, if we're on the topic of accountability, another thing that I've seen happening around the council in this last week or so is you guys are quadrupling the fees for e-scooter companies, which is kind of, I guess, on a similar thread to the sort of things that you guys don't have control over. Obviously, they're completely separate from the council, but you do sort of have quite a bit of responsibility for because it's out on the streets in Auckland. So what's the sort of logic behind the quadrupling of the fees for those companies?
Because we're spending a hell of a lot of time monitoring and promoting safety for these particular vehicles. By and large, I'm in favour of e-scooters. I think they're a good thing. They're a good way of getting around the city. But again, we've had some problems with, Lime Scooters is just one of three providers, and of course a lot of people have their own scooters now. But Lime Scooters had a problem with their scooters. Their front wheel was locking unexpectedly, and that was causing accidents, and some quite serious accidents. They neglected to tell us immediately that they were having that problem, and that's not good enough. You know, when you're letting something for commercial profit in the public sphere, then you have to guarantee safety to the user of that product. And we spend a hell of a lot of time working with them, making sure, you know, we've lifted the standards that they have to meet. They've got to check their scooters regularly to make sure that they are safe. If they are left lying over the footpath, then the company has the responsibility to make sure they're properly parked. But if they're a company making a big profit, and I'm presuming they are making a big profit because it's really popular, 220,000 rides in the first trial period, then we shouldn't be subsidising them by meeting the costs of monitoring and promoting safety. They should be paying those costs themselves, and that's what the quadrupling of it is. Otherwise, the ordinary ratepayer, most of whom will never ride a Lime scooter in their life, are paying for the privilege that these people have of making profit out of providing a service, and a service I'm actually in favour of.
Yeah.
So it's you know, I'm trying to take the pressure off all ordinary Auckland residents and have a user pay system.
Mm-hmm.
This company's making a profit. We're providing a framework within which they operate and monitoring what they're doing. They can meet that cost. They can meet some of the cost of the safety promotions that we've done. And by the way, actually, if they're really profitable, maybe they some of that can
contributing back into the infrastructure a little bit as well.
Of, yeah, and the infrastructure of the cycleways. So
yeah,
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
And
I think that
to be
is
fair to them. They haven't complained loudly about that. They accept that they've got to pay a price.
No, totally. Oh, well, thank you, Phil, for chatting to us this morning. Lovely to talk to you. First time. It was very nice.
Yeah, look forward to it next week.
All right. Yeah. Cheers, Phil. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Rachel. All the best. Cheers. Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.